Hello, my name is Steve Latshaw, and welcome to the commentary track for Ghost Riders. I have with me two very special guests.
Hi, I'm Jim Demaray. I was co-producer, co-writer, assistant director, and I acted in the film.
Yeah, I'm Tom Calloway. I was the cinematographer, co-editor, and one of the producers.
And this was directed by Alan Stewart.
Right.
Yes, Alan's one. He was pretty much the motivating force behind this movie. We did it back in 86, I believe.
It's back in the summer of 86, released in 87.
Yeah. Mostly local actors, I'm assuming, because... Right?
Right, all the actors were local.
Well, yeah, out of Dallas.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of Baylor students, several Baylor students that were in the cast.
And on the crew.
Yes.
Now, this opening in the cemetery, was this shot towards the end of the film or towards the beginning?
Actually, it was done really near the beginning, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, it was. There's a few shots, like some of these close-ups of the pickaxe were shot in my mother's backyard. But they were pickup shots later on. But yeah, we shot pretty much kind of in sequence in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
How many days? Do you recall how many days?
Yeah, what did we say? 14.
12 or 14 days.
Yeah, 12 to 14 days.
I'm going to make this comment frequently during the course of this commentary, but the amount of coverage you guys got for that short of a schedule is nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
We did do a lot of coverage, and it really helped out the editing for us.
Really?
Brethren, there is evil amongst us. Yeah. The devil himself is within them walls.
Yeah.
This was an old
Texas Safari.
It was,
a town. Alan had done some work with the people who owned it, and they were kind enough to give us a night of shooting in it. So all of the stuff we did was done in one night, and that included a complete breakdown when we lost electricity and had to sit in the complete black for about at least an hour, hour and a half, while waiting for power to be restored.
Yeah, it was daylight savings time at the summer, so we didn't have many hours to shoot all this.
Yeah.
We had Alan had met these cowboys at that old West town, I believe, and they did a show there.
Yeah.
And that's how they were all cast.
So they were all like a working group. They came with their own, costumes and weaponry and all the stuff. And they looked great all the way through.
He looks authentic, that Frank Gentry.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Amos is the bad guy.
Yeah, that's him right there. And the preacher is Bill Shaw.
He's one of the Dallas actors, a local voiceover talent, and did a lot of movies there, TV commercials.
And then he comes back, later on.
He plays a dual role in this, correct?
Hey, son, what the hell you think you're doing?
Don't try to stop us now, Ed. There's the Lord's work to be done here. And
he loved that gun. He had this Winchester that he was in love with. And he had to use the shotgun for the scene, but he just kept on showing me this gun.
The laws of men do not exceed the law of God.
Authentic Texas faces here.
They look great.
Who is hanging for crimes against man and God, neither can find fault with us for it.
Sometimes in the background, it was Lion Country Safari kind of thing, and you can actually hear the lions growling deep in the background. I don't think they were very happy with keeping them up late at night.
Rainfall.
And when we were writing the script, we knew where we were going to be shooting and what scenes we had. Like, we knew we had the gallows and things like that. So, we kind of, designed the whole movie around the scenes and the locations and, what we had there.
So there's a lot of action in this sequence. You're on a tight schedule. You're shooting at night. You have one night. You got lions yelling in the background. It must have been quite a... And you lost power for an hour.
And we lose power.
It'll never again be used
in the hands of... In the middle of nowhere, the bugs were all over the place. I got hit in the back by one bug. I thought somebody had thrown a tennis ball at me. look around and, you know, with a flashlight, and there was this big old bug on the ground.
But I wouldn't be much of a lawman if I let this continue. Now, you just bring Frank Clemens down off there, and we'll have a good and proper hanging in the morning.
We shot the movie with an Allen's old CP-16, 16mm.
There isn't a guy that takes a headshot in this?
Yes, that's Jimmy Hitt, who takes it right in the forehead.
Yeah.
And he wanted to do this,
he
right?
He wanted it. Yes. We tried to tell him not to, but that was it right there.
Oh.
And he got a concussion from it.
Looks like he had a squib on his head.
He did it inside the hat.
Now, you notice there was one guy on a horse. They were all supposed to have horses, but they didn't have any trailers. So we had only one horse for the whole scene. So we just decided they got off their horse. And, you know. But what was really interesting is that, you know, also shooting all these squibs, that took a long time to set these things up.
Yeah, Stephen Stanton did all the squib work for us.
Yes.
Astounded that you got through all of this in one night.
Oh, I know. It was the first shooting day, too.
That's right.
Yeah, it was the first day of shooting.
Yeah, but don't they tell you always to try to pick something easy for your first day?
Well, we didn't know that.
Well, we wanted to shoot nighttime scenes, you know, and we, you know, and that was the only one that was not at the, you know, the cabin. So we wanted to get the nighttime out of the way, because also the advantage of shooting at night on the first day is everybody's fresh. And, you know,
I think we took the following day off.
Yeah.
And then picked up again during the day.
Because, you know, I mean, because we went to the morning anyway, so.
Now, we've jumped ahead 100 years, and this is Bill right. Shaw again, playing the other part.
Well, he's playing the professor.
Yeah.
Who's a descendant of the preacher.
Right.
That could mean September 17th.
Was a little honey lodge that Alan Stewart's brother got for us, Gerald, who also makes an appearance in the movie later.
Yeah, he gets shot with him. He's the only one that goes in the war.
Now, what was Alan Stewart like as a director?
Who was this guy?
Well, Alan was, you know, experienced. He did. He had his own company, and they did a lot of commercials and promotional work there. This is his first feature.
You know, he was definitely prepared for it. I think it was, he was sort of shocked at how big it became, you know, even though it was a tiny little budget, but how complicated it turned into compared to one of his commercials. But he did a very good job.
Yeah.
Was he pretty fast? I guess he had to be.
Well, you know, like I said, I was the assistant director, so I was on the set all the time, and we were keeping up a pretty fast pace.
Yeah, I don't remember how many setups we were doing a day, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
This is a McGregor, Texas Airport.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm curious, as I look at these scenes in and out of the airport, and I look at the actors, I get the sense that it was miserably hot.
Unbelievably hot.
Yes.
You know, and
I think it was August.
Summer. It was extremely hot, and of course, you know, when you get on the tarmac section, you know, it's even hotter. So it was really miserable for a lot of people.
He's ringing out the pits right now.
Tell him his dad called.
You got a visitor outside.
See, notice the California plates on that truck. That's my old pickup truck.
That's Tom's old pickup truck.
Yeah.
And that's me sitting in the passenger seat.
I was going to say, the guy in the passenger seat looked vaguely familiar. And I was wondering if that particular actor worked cheap.
He was unbelievably cheap, but he was a hard worker and very responsive to direction.
There he is there. That's you.
That's me. And that's Alan's brother, Daryl. You know.
Well, I suppose you'll be wanting to stay out there all the night.
All night.
I think Bill kind of missed his mark. He was a little too close there, blocking Jim.
Come on, Baxter. Thanks, Professor.
And this was the hunting lodge that you're talking about.
Very peaceful during the day. It seemed very benign. Got very, very weird at night.
Yes. It certainly does in this movie.
Yeah, well...
Was it haunted?
I mean, it's not haunted. It was just filled with creatures. I mean, it's filled with mice and, you know, and bats and all that kind of stuff, everything.
Alive in there?
Yeah, this does look a tad toasty, like you guys must have been baking on that tarmac.
Yeah.
I won't do anything.
There's no shit. No place to hide.
Except
under the plane.
Yeah, pretty much near high noon, because you can see the shadows weren't very big. So it was pretty much as hot as it was going to get.
Now these guys. More local actors. This is amazing. I didn't expect this when I first saw the film.
Yeah, this was a Baylor professor who was a stunt pilot named Dr. Shock. And he agreed to fly for us, and then we mounted a gun sight camera on the tail of his plane.
Yeah, some World War II, camera.
And, I wish we would use more footage from this, because we had lots of stuff.
We had a lot of good stuff. And
I know these movies were sold on the trailers back in the day, and that certainly gave you some great production value from the trailer.
We had a great trailer.
What the hell's wrong with you? I told you I still had...
Tom and I watched this recently. We were impressed by the trailer.
Just worry too much, huh? Besides, I just felt the need.
It's Jim Peters.
In case you've forgotten, we have an air show in Brownsville on Saturday. Yeah.
Jim's the taller?
The taller of the two. And I think he is from Dallas too, right?
We're both in Dallas. Ricky was going to Baylor University at the time, and that's how he got cast. And I don't know how Alan found
Jim.
Either I call the shots on that engine.
I think we had a casting person out of Dallas. That
I think so, too.
You're the best kid, huh? I always said that, didn't I?
But Alan had worked with Bill Shaw on quite a few commercials, so they knew him for a long time.
So, you ready for tomorrow?
About tomorrow. I was thinking about taking a friend along to meet the professor, if you don't mind.
What's her name?
Well, this one's different.
Lots of Dolly work
she's
in
really
this
bright.
Film.
Her name's Pam, and she's working on her master's in history.
Trying to keep it moving, I with the help of my brother-in-law, we built a little jib arm.
Is it the renowned professor?
So we had a few moves with it, and we'd mount it on the dolly. And
we
had like three pieces of track, I think.
Yeah, we love movement, so, you know, we try to keep this thing moving as much as we could. Especially in the scenes that were bigger, you know, like locations.
A lot of the indie horror film, low-budget horror stuff of this time, it's all pretty static. It's tripod stuff, or handheld, and you just don't see this kind of movement or coverage in these films.
Yeah.
Pam will be there, and it'll give you a chance to meet her before tomorrow.
All right, you're on. See you there about 8.
All right.
Now, I heard this guy, Jim, was from in radio originally?
He was a DJ, Talked about it all the time.
And this guy,
Arlen,
was this his first movie?
Yes. Yeah, he was as goofy as he looked.
I think it was his only movie, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
He was Frank Patterson's brother-in-law. Frank he was a sound man, and he also did the music on the movie.
It's almost past your bedtime.
Or a lot of it.
Yeah. Something I did, or?
And pretty much everybody in the background is crew as opposed to extras.
Yeah.
How do you treat them?
Yeah, and Carrie, the waitress, she was also a Baylor student.
It was back in the days when you could smoke in bars.
Yeah.
And I'm sure product placement for Lone Star Beer.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Lone Star and Shiner Bock.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we had another one too. I didn't remember.
I think I still have that Lone Star neon light back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like some people just can't hold their liquor.
You're late, kid.
Yeah, given how the inexperience of some of these people, they did an amazing good job. You know, most of them, they're prepared, and you know, it was not It wasn't challenging. We didn't have, one of the reasons we got a lot of takes is we didn't, I mean a lot of coverage, is we didn't have to do as many takes as possible. We never did less than two, because I always said one for paranoia. And
so where's your new flame?
But there were many times, you know, we got right through it.
Yeah, the actors knew their lines.
I didn't see you coming.
You got solid performances from everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
And in a regional horror film like this, you expect to see an amateur level, and this is totally pro. I mean, if you'd said these were all L.A. actors, I would have believed it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I got off early.
Not to denigrate Texas talent pool, but you know what I mean.
No, I agree 100%. You know,
what do you remember about this bar?
Then your father's profession.
Actually, it's on the river, on the Brazos River. It's a steakhouse.
Yeah. I got heads back on this morning.
You must be very proud.
I think it might have been closed down at the time. I'm not sure.
Very much.
But we got it. I think it was like on a Sunday evening or something like that, Jim.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
research for his new book.
Bet you have lots of fascinating stories about him.
Are you some kind of fan or something?
I mean, the interesting thing is that we made it look.
Well, he is
given that
on the subject.
All these people, either crew or whatever, I think there were only a few people that might have been extras. But, you know, it was just because we wanted to fill it so it wouldn't look empty. But, you know, it had people all over the place. But it was amazing.
No, it sells really well. It's that's why I asked, you know.
Yeah.
It's interesting also how many people actually went on to work in the film business that were on this crew.
Yeah.
It's quite a few.
Because they were all film students at Baylor. A lot of them were, anyways.
Yeah.
See you in the morning, kid.
I think Alan had worked with some of them, you know, just in his, because he had that, you know, company at Waco, and he was always using people, but that's how I think how he got his real good connection with some of these people.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm too wound up to go straight home. How about some coffee?
Like I said,
sure, why that shot is so grainy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How about your place?
I remember that was like the last thing we did one night or something. You know, and I think we might have been rushing.
Yeah, because we shot everything, before we went to.
Hunting Lodge. Everything before the Hunting Lodge, yeah.
Just make yourself at home.
Yeah, this house is owned by the guy that took that squib hit in the head.
That's right,
Jimmy Hit.
This is the female lead.
Yeah, that's Carrie.
And I thought she was tremendous in this.
Yeah. Photographs very nicely.
They're very nosy, as you can tell.
Yes, we made a big joke of that. We got to move this along. Carrie, you're very nosy.
Yeah, there's no waiting. There's no bored looks. No, I wonder what's over there. She goes straight to the desk.
Well, she had the time where he went to, you know, to the other room. We needed to move this. It's also not, you know, you also measure the importance of scenes, you know, in terms of the film. You know, these are not those scenes that, you know, people are going to talk about, you know, when they're talking about the movie. So you put a certain amount of energy into them and, you know, and make sure you get what you need to do in order to keep the continuity. But, you know, we're not going to go crazy about them.
I didn't know you died.
Thanks for the compliment.
Backstory here about his
background in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even did
some good character moments in this scene. Kind of establish who he is. And
yeah, we wanted to give everybody a little something.
Told you all about it. Because
once things really start happening, you don't have time to, you know, let me tell you about what happened to me 20 years ago.
Yeah, but the neat thing of what you've done here is that you've gotten the audience a chance to kind of get to know everybody that's involved, so that when bad things start happening to them, the audience has a stake in it.
Right.
An emotional
stake.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, you cared about them.
Hell, I'm sorry. Seems like I never get tired of the taste of my foot in my mouth.
I
I was just a kid. I don't even really remember him that well. Seems like now it's just a stranger.
Same house we used in Action USA as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the one they knocked the door down on?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Alan shot several commercials in there.
Yeah. Jim was very cooperative.
How did the neighbors feel?
You know, he was on a cul-de-sac, and you know.
Well, Alan lived next door.
Really?
Yes. Alan and Jimmy built those two houses together. So one neighbor was not a problem.
Oh, I did not remember that.
I shot two features in Florida in my neighborhood using my house for both of them. By the second one, my neighbors were ready to throw me out of the neighborhood.
Oh, I bet. I have a house that a lot of people have tried to use, and I said, oh, I'm not going to let you use my house. I know what happens.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody wants to do it the first time, and once you've done it, you never want to let a film company come in again.
Yeah.
Well, this is a really good setup for this character and what he ends up doing later in the film.
Yeah.
This is the guy that has the key to the secrets.
Charles was great to work with. I had done a few commercials with him as well, and he's just such a great guy.
Preach, yeah. So shall you reap.
Artwork was created by Mike Michaud, who was the gaffer on this show. He's a great artist.
Yeah. He did a lot of the still photography, too.
Yeah.
In fact, he did all of it.
The weapons, did you have someone supplying all of those? Or?
Alan had most of them.
Yeah. And Alan comes from a
wildlife
family. And so he was well armed.
Yeah.
And between him and his brother and, you know, family stuff, there was no lack of weapons.
Yeah, the Cowboys gave us a lot as well.
Yeah. Everybody, and the other guys came with their own. I mean, it is Texas. That puppy.
He does, these are two distinctive different characters that he plays in this film.
Yeah. Well, we dyed his beard. I think he's got in the beard black earlier.
Yeah.
He's wearing a hat, so you know, he looks completely different. Similar, you know, familiar, but different.
I guess he's his grandson. Is that right?
Well, he must have been. Yeah.
And this is the magic gun that was used to trigger all of this 100 years ago.
Right.
With the FC Frank Clemens initials in it.
Never mind, boy. It's just a movie.
And no, he's not going to shoot the dog.
I believe that was Gerald Stewart's dog.
Yeah. I believe these are the things that you forget.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're difficult to live with. Did you have any problems with that dog?
No. That's pretty much the whole scene. And there we are again. That's me. And that's Gerald again. And
that's because you rocked the boat. I'd have got him if you hadn't rocked the
boat. Okay, it's a horror film. Two guys in a boat in a creek. No good will come of this, I'm assuming.
Sure of that. No. Dude goes down, Gerald goes in the water.
Did you have the option of going in the water if you
wanted? I wasn't going in that water.
But he did have the option. He chose not to.
I chose not to. But I'll tell you, one of those little jiggers or something that you get?
Jiggers, yeah.
Jiggers. And boy, after that scene, I had them all over me. So you can imagine if I'd gone in the water, poor Gerald.
Well, what were there snakes in that water or water moccasins?
Sure, there were, but that was not the issue. This was just a little river at the bottom of the house we were using.
So. I'll mention this again, but this comes up quite a lot. It reminds me of Peckinpah's The Wild Bunch, where sort of
scorpion scene.
These are wolf spiders. They're all over Texas. Yeah. And we would see these cocoons of the grasshoppers in them, and so we decided to throw a couple grasshoppers in there and film it.
Looks great. Yeah.
So like Peckinpah, you were foreshadowing the violence
exactly.
to come.
Exactly. It just really was a nice little foreshadow.
And it's scary. It certainly made my skin crawl.
I know. There's just that entrapment. Another hot day, you can just see it.
Yeah, the dog was actually pretty well trained.
Yeah.
And all these tombstones were created by my brother-in-law, John Perdicky. Just foam and then etched into it.
Yeah, they look great. Where are those? You still have those?
I had them in Waco for a long time, but I think they finally deteriorated.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah. I think occasionally they ruin a take because the wind would blow them and you'd see them kind of wobbling around. But.
Yeah. We used the dog as a cutaway when it probably did that.
There we go. Here it is. What do you think?
Maybe it's an earthquake or something.
Yeah, there you go. He's a very strong man.
You can't be. You're dead.
Yeah. Hard life being a grasshopper.
Move it!
Whose car was that?
That was actually Alan's father's. You can see that it's Greeked out there, but it says Johnny Stewart Game Calls on the side, but we had to mark it out.
I brought along someone to keep you company. What's happening, bud?
Universally cosmic.
This is not going to end well.
See, I recognize that house now. Is that the house we're talking about?
Yeah.
It's the opening reel of Action USA.
Yeah. Let's just keep going.
And thus starts the romantic triangle of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You never trust your boss.
Morning, everyone.
Fine. Yeah.
Well, it's good conflict between the characters. It
yep,
helps out.
It was.
It also establishes, as it turns out, that the girl is very independent. And, nice. How did that happen?
Yeah, they're all over there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
So it's not difficult to find them when you need them for a shot.
Roadkill. Yeah.
I love those old rusty bridges out there. Nice foreground.
Same camera mounted on the airplane.
Yep. Well, here's another example. You don't see these kind of shots in low-budget horror films.
Yeah, that was just a great decision. You know, we got them for the plane, but then we had them.
Yeah. Patient for us.
Yeah.
See, that's I love that shot.
Yeah.
With that rusty tractor in the foreground.
Yeah.
That's really nice. The movement's all motivated.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great location.
I've been watching this on smaller monitors. It's nice to see them.
Yeah,
the
it looks
screen.
Beautiful, doesn't it?
Hey, Dad, we're here.
Maybe we caught him napping.
Are those horses there all the time, or did you fly them in for the film?
Yeah, I think they're the ranch next door. Is
oh,
horses,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Because no one was living out in this place.
Hey, yeah.
No problem.
It's hard to believe you'd sleep in this thing all night.
Here?
After one night of shooting at night, I sat there and said,
you know,
you could have never got me to sleep there.
Just some cold beer and half a bottle of bourbon. I don't think I'd
I think you're probably
give it
right.
much thought.
More guns.
Is that the name of the professor's new book?
Not being Hampton, I'm not privy to the secrets of the Golden Circle. I'm just a friend of the family.
This guy was really good. He was a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I know he still works in the business. Did he do much acting after this?
I think he's done a lot of plays and stuff and starting to do them again, but he's mostly works behind the camera. He has a grip, I think. I worked with him in Dallas on another movie years later.
It's the comic relief of the film.
Yeah.
Does a very good job of it.
It comes natural.
I'm not sure whatever became of Arlen. I don't think he would do any more acting.
I don't much like the looks of this guy.
Near a gas
yeah.
tank?
Yeah.
That's the best part.
We love that.
Yeah. I know.
Let's put him there.
It's an Alan Stewart film. Are we going to see that blow up?
The creek about 3 miles down. Dad does some fishing there.
You want to hike over and take a look?
It's either that or twiddle our thumbs till he shows up.
Let's go.
Hang on one. Someone got
to
get
now, did they loan this location to you? Did you have to rent it? Or?
No, I think Gerald got it for us for nothing. You know.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe we paid a dime for any locations.
We didn't pay a dime for any location. It's always my favorite thing. They put a
steering wheel
lock in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. It was my steering wheel lock from when I was living in Hollywood, by the way.
But I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my truck got stolen a few years ago, and so I bought one of those, and I think somebody said to me, don't you know that they could still steal the truck? And I said, yeah, but at least they know it's going to take them a while.
Yeah.
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 That's a shiny pistol there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty much the babysitter of that gun, you know.
Satisfied?
Was keeping now, full play with it.
Anybody seen the Atomic Kid?
It's great when you can get this kind of mileage out of a location like this, where you can go there and live for a large. That
yeah.
saves a whole lot of
well,
time.
Well, we didn't live there. We went home, but we stayed there.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Living.
Yeah, but we stayed. We shot a lot. Shot a number of days there. Well, it was at least three or four, right, Tom?
Oh, it was more than that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. We're there like for the last week.
Yeah.
Now these woods and then the later cliffs and river we see, are those near that lodge?
Very near.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably within, you know, a couple of hundred yards.
So your company moves weren't terribly painful?
No.
Well,
that saved you some time.
How's our Girl Scout?
Fine. God damn it. I love walking in the country.
I can see that.
I can see that.
The kid's really method. I mean, he's everything that he does, every movement he makes is like completely, distinctly different from everybody else.
Yeah, well, it comes natural.
He's spazzing his way right through.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Hunts Hall in a jungle movie.
Right. It was pretty rough terrain, I have to say. I would hate to be wearing shorts. Actually, I was wearing shorts.
Yeah, I probably was too.
Cut out.
I was wearing shorts.
Hold it down for a second. Hold it down.
Yeah, I'm sure he's picking things up with his legs right now.
Sounds like Ringo.
Ringo?
Yeah, my dad's dog. Sounds like it's coming from the old cemetery.
Wait up. He's stealing the scene. Yeah. It's like watching Steve McQueen. He's always doing some shtick in the background.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Ringo. Hey, Ringo, come here. Come here. Hey, boy. Hey,
wait for me. Yeah, something to watch while they're just walking.
Daddy. Huh? Dad. Yeah.
Dad.
A little slight movement.
Oh, yeah. Here.
There's a couple of shots that are really good for that.
And maybe he's coming back this way, and that's why I left the stuff.
Well, we get to foot chases later on. It's super kinetic, you know, these nice little movements, and just really.
Well, we could leave him a note, tell him we've gone to the creek.
Sound okay to you?
Sure.
I expect you had a lot of makeup retouches in this heat, had to keep going out and...
I think only on Carrie where we really did any real makeup.
Yeah.
Other than some effects makeup, if I remember right.
Okay, you stay here and wait for Dad.
And Carrie Powell, or not Carrie, I can't remember Carrie's last name, all of a sudden, she was on makeup person.
Yeah.
Deeper into the foliage.
Yeah. Well, we picked the ones that looked, you know, like visual, you know, that we could, you know, look good.
It's an old John boat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just laying out there.
Yeah, it was.
Where the hell is it?
Any issues with poison ivy, poison oak?
Yeah, some of the crew got it. I don't think the cast ever got it.
I never did. Thank goodness.
This is great creek, though.
Now, this was a different location.
Yeah, this particular creek was.
We had gotten these, this German farmer, I think, or, you know, rancher, to let us, you know, he didn't really care. We were just out there. But, you know, we shot all that.
Have some fun.
Yeah, right.
One morning.
Now, the heat is pretty intense by this point, I can imagine.
Yeah, well, you see the sweat dripping down Ricky's chest.
Now, how was the mood working in all this heat?
They were all from Texas, so they were kind of used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
How did Jim do?
He managed. He coped. I had so much, you know, I had so much on my mind, you know, it was always something, you know, to do. Now, we didn't, this is the day we went on, you know, we were going to shoot this. I knew we didn't have much going on, so I actually wrote a scene, you know, that was not in the original script that we ended up putting in right around here. And it really worked out really well, and it was a really good character scene right here. You know, we just did this shot, and he's... But I literally hand-wrote it, you know, laying in bed, getting ready to go to work. And then we got there, and we just shot it. And they picked it up right away. It was pretty good, because there's a certain amount of dialogue they had in there.
Yeah, I think we only did one or two takes.
It was great. I mean, they really picked it up fast.
Yeah, and there's no coverage. It's all a two-shot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, cutaway, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't suffer because it's a two-shot.
No, it actually works. It should be a two-shot. Because, you know, you can see it. I mean, they're relating.
I don't know.
Yeah, they both did a really good job of it.
And they didn't have much time to rehearse, obviously.
No, no. No, we ran it a couple of times, you know.
23 to a 15-year-old, you're an older guy. To a 23-year-old woman like Pam, you're still a spring chicken. Damn it, I want that woman. Listen, Cortland, let me tell you what to do.
But it was, you know, a considerable amount of, you know, time. It was a, you know, like a 2-minute scene, I think.
Yeah, Fortunately, we did shoot it because it wasn't in the original script. We'd have been running short without it.
Yeah, that was another thing. You know, we were starting to feel so. And we said, well, this will give us like 2 more minutes.
Tom, I remember in the Royal Oaks days, if we ran short on those shows, we'd have to stretch them out by doing cast recaps at the end.
Yeah.
We'd do a freeze frame of somebody and.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anything you could do to pad it. But
I worked on a film one time. There were a lot of traveling shots.
What's done with you, dude?
Well, you know, there's a lot of traveling in this, but you've got it mixed in well with the story and the action and the suspense so that it.
Yeah. And there's the music. I mean, a really nice, you know, kind of musical, you know, good song going on there, too. I'm just listening, too.
That's our first shot of the cowboys back in prison time.
And with all their horses on this one. That looks great. Really nice post shot, you know, given.
Yeah, that was a nice foreshadowing.
Yeah,
The evil to come.
Yeah.
You couldn't have paid to get that bird in that shot.
That was nice. They were amazing. A lot of convenient, fortuitous moments.
It was like cue the bird.
Yeah.
And there's nice little jib work there going up and then back down again. Kind of taking us.
But it gives us an unsteady, you know, feeling. Yeah. And that's, you know, it's good because, you know, you're starting to feel impending, you know, problems. I don't think she's acting there.
No. Nothing worse than wet cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Poor Ricky.
I always love horror films like this that kind of contrast the really beautiful surroundings with
kind of a bucolic feeling.
Yeah. Gives the violence much more impact, I think.
I think so, too.
Maybe he decided to go back to his house. He's probably wondering where we are.
It's like that scene in Blue Velvet at the beginning where you dive down into this beautiful bucolic lawn and there's this human ear being eaten by ants under the...
Well, you know, we had this interesting location. We wanted to take full advantage of it. And, you know.
No, let's take a break. It's really hot.
This is still the German...
I can't remember if this is the same creek just down the way or not.
I think so.
I remember from my smoking days, there's nothing more painful than smoking a cigarette on a really hot day. You can get no pleasure in that.
He and my dad were stunt pilots together. Until my dad was killed.
Flying?
Yeah. He and Hampton were performing some sort of...
I like these scenes with the two of them because it really... She shows how she's somewhat more mature than he is in terms of...
Yeah. It's also, we know things are going to start speeding up, you know, and this is pretty much going to be, you know, the last kind of times where you can have these, you know, kind of kinder, gentler scenes.
But Hampton's never really gotten over it. Anyway, after it happened, Hampton...
Now, did she go on from this to do more?
I don't know if she did any acting or not. I know she lives in Dallas. I spoke to her
it's just him and
about
his
6 months ago.
They're pretty close, though.
Well, what about women?
Well, there's always women. No one really special, though. I guess Hampton's...
I assume they all enjoyed doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody seemed to, you know. There was no really, you know, whining.
Well, it's impressive when you get that many cowboys in authentic gear on horses. It's some production value.
Tommy!
It's effective. How'd you get the blood out of the back?
It was a blood pack. So when it hit the water.
I think we did two squibs on him, in and out.
I've heard it's difficult to do multiple horses on horseback, and I've seen it done most difficultly on a couple of shows. How'd you guys do it?
Well, I think it's their own horses, and so, you know, you notice with those shots, they were just still there. You know, there was really no, you know, moving around and, you know, trying to keep them settled. And, you know, we had a certain amount of distance from them, so the horses didn't feel, you know, like crowded.
Yeah, we shot most of the horse stuff with long lenses, long as we had, which was a 120 millimeter.
And those guys, you know, they were used to using them, so, riding them. So, you know, it worked out pretty well. I mean, it does. I mean, they look great. I mean, very natural, and it's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but not too long. Listen, I'll climb up, see if I can spot those bastards, okay?
Kind of funny. This is one of those where the horses kind of bump into each other as they ride.
Here we go.
I can move now.
Forget that. Cut us off already.
So what do we do?
Right, it's pretty obvious we're never going to lose them this way. We got to get somewhere their horses can't follow. Maybe some thicker brush.
This is my work. Let's go.
Started doing a lot of handheld.
Yeah,
this sequence coming up is, in terms of acting and the camera work and the editing, it's just, the pacing, it's just terrific.
Well, it was really amazing because, you know, this whole sequence, it was just me and Tom and, you know, the actors, and we went out and just ran them, you know, through, you know, stuff. And it was just, you know, we were fighting the sun. Sun was going down, and we were, you know, they were setting up for the evening, and we just used this time, you know, and got all this stuff done. And it was just, came out really well.
No, it's nicely paced. You've got enough coverage, you really can make a meal out of it, and it's you never for once lose geographic perspective of where you are, which can happen.
You know, Tom's doing this handheld stuff. That's great.
This was an interesting area with all that dead grass with an overgrown green trees.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it does that.
What time is it anyway?
It's 5.
Well, it'll be dark in another hour. If we can keep clear of them until then, maybe we can lose them.
Is it pretty humid there, or is it...
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, this is in between rain. You know, one thing about Texas, which, you know, I got introduced to, is it rains 1 minute, and then the sun comes out, and it just steams up.
Yeah, so you guys are running through heavy air.
Yeah. That's a great shot. I like that.
See, this stuff is nice. This is...
Oh, yeah. Great composition.
He's back.
Yeah. That was a great shot. I love that.
Quiet. That's my dad.
Dad. Jesus, Dad, are you okay?
God, what's happened to him?
Dad, it's Hampton. Dad.
The way Jim manhandles his father.
Yeah. Is your neck okay?
How's this feel? Yeah. Does this hurt?
Return.
Especially.
Who returned, Dad?
That was in Kelly, but you're about to.
Evil men who live after them.
Good makeup too. It looks pretty. Yeah. Looks pretty beat up there.
Hold it! I think I heard something. The gun. It's the gun. Corey.
Corey.
So they got one of them, but is he Corey. Actually yeah. dead?
No, ghosts don't die.
Oh, you left that thing behind.
It was bleed.
Unless you get them with the magic, let's go, right?
Come on, Dad. Yeah.
Hampton.
That's to be revealed, though.
God, there. Easy, Dad. Don't try to move now.
These guys were all great, too. They were really fun to work with.
This looks like a
really enjoyed them.
Look.
Wouldn't you say the guy that played Frank Clemens, the main bad guy, was it had always been his fantasy to be in a Western?
Yeah. He always wanted to be, you know, an outlaw in a Western. And these guys had the time of their life.
Yeah, I'm still in touch with the one that White Duster on. He's still alive. The other ones, I think, have all passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah, Mike Evans must have just died recently because he actually wrote when Alan died. He commented.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in touch with him on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
And this
cockeye.
Yeah.
You know, mean looking guys, but they were all very nice. You know, whatever you needed, okay.
You better take a look at this.
That's a good but subtle makeup touch there that you're suggesting that he's bleeding more by the time we've gotten him to this point.
We got a problem.
So what's our next move?
No, no way, no way we can all make it down this thing.
Just leave us.
Now, all of this stuff, I'm assuming you didn't do it all in one day.
Pretty nasty climate.
I can't remember exactly, but a lot of it was done.
A lot of it was. There were sections of it, you know, like...
No way, I can't leave
some of the stuff running, especially later on with just Ricky and Harry. But I think this all was done.
Was the sky or cloud cover at least fairly uniform, so you didn't have to do a lot of lighting changes, or?
It's fairly well, but I mean, we didn't have any sort of HMI lights for any of this. We were, as you can see, the reflectors reflected in there, the sunglasses and stuff. But it was all bounce cards and reflectors.
Looks good though. You know, I mean, it just...
Hampton!
This probably is where these professional cowboys came in useful, too, in terms of doing a, you know, they know how to move doing a shootout.
Oh, yeah. No, they look just like what they're supposed to be. I mean, you never doubt it for a second. You never say, oh.
I'm not holding this fucking
They made all their own blanks, so that was cheap.
Yeah.
Gets hit there.
Yeah.
Die, son of a bitch.
But, you know, it was kind of sectioned out. Like, all the horse stuff was obviously done in one day.
Corey,
and then, you know, once they're on the ground again, you know, then we can, you know, shoot them there. And then, you know, we're now running around like crazy.
Come on.
This is stuff I really love, though.
Come on,
just the...
Where are we going?
Back to the tree.
What?
Come on. Dad,
we gotta move.
Just feeling like they're everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't remember this. When we come up to the other house, I just don't remember where that was. I have so little memory of that part of why.
I think this is the stuff we were just doing.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it was really in the, like, the last hour of, you know.
Listen, we're going to have to swim.
Why?
The water might help us throw them off our trail, okay? Come on.
This is the famous. Swimming scene.
Who is he?
I don't know. Fisherman, maybe. He's been shot.
By those cowboys?
That'd be my guess.
This is the
I don't know.
Brother of the director has drifted ashore.
Yeah. We all thought the water was deeper.
Yeah. It was very shallow. You know, Ricky's really kind of crawling.
Yeah. She's selling it.
She's at least, you know, but Ricky's basically crawling along.
Yeah.
They're game, you know. I mean, this is.
Right here, where he accidentally hits him in the chest in that first swing.
Oh.
You're gonna be okay, Ben. Just hang in there. Come on, Dad.
Squeeze between these two shirts.
Yeah.
So this is not the same hunting lodge. This is a different...
No, different place. But I'm sure it's in the same property. This is just some abandoned building house.
Yeah.
Do you know if any of these locations are still there?
Oh God, who knows?
I think that hunting lodge probably is.
The hunting lodge might, but this looks like it filmed the next day.
Some water, okay? I'm gonna have to clean you up a little bit.
No, no.
I'm gonna get you some water.
No.
I'll be right back. I swear, now you stay right here.
No.
Getting some water for Dad.
Dad!
He's now gone.
Dad! Where are you, Dad?
I like that. You know, the chicken just looks, little legs flying through.
Yeah.
Dad!
You can really see how well they handle those guns. I mean, they,
she's really bleeding now.
Yeah.
What is the truck gonna do?
They're playing it very natural too, like they're in this situation. It's not a phony Hollywood performance.
Where really wanted to make this stunt.
Yeah, this is his big stunt.
Just like in the movies, right? Good guys always win.
Not sure he thought it was going to be quite the fall that he ended up making, but he really wanted that.
It's a nice high angle shot here, Tom.
Yeah.
We put the jib arm on top of that truck over there.
Get her going. Shit, Hampton. Why do you have to be so safe?
We are locked. We're in the middle of nowhere. Who the hell do you think was going to steal it?
Esky lock.
We're screwed.
Can't you just cut it or something?
Well, if it were that easy, it wouldn't be much of a lock now, would it? We'll just have to wait for Hampton.
Hampton's dead.
You don't know that. And if we can't go get him, we wait here.
You heard the gunfire, same as me. You know what they're capable of.
He's making a stand here.
Now, there's multiple moves and multiple marks to hit here. Did you have to do a lot of rehearsal to get them in on these kind of shots?
We didn't do a whole lot of rehearsing.
No, we just ran it through. They had marks, but Tom followed them really well.
We didn't shoot that much film.
We really didn't. The shooting ratio was unbelievably low.
Yeah, we just didn't have the money to.
I don't think it was more than 3 or 4 to 1.
That is good.
Yeah.
And we
used everything.
I think we only took it to the lab like every 3 or 4 days, which was a little scary at the time because we didn't know what we had.
That was always scary.
Remember, that's what was nice about 16 millimeters. You could print everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And we needed to.
These moments are nice with the two of them as they get closer together, as they're, the bigger issue of how are we going to survive this.
It's almost like the other guy's out of the way now, it's just them, so it's, it becomes much more about them now.
We seem to really care too much about, what's his name?
Yeah.
The first guy.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. He's kind of annoying anyway.
Yeah.
Montage, the weapon.
Yeah, the assembly.
Yeah, these shots go back to the B Western days. I mean, that was always the great moment where everybody decides to saddle up.
Yeah, get all the weapons together.
Get the fork out.
Serrated edge.
You use the knife, I'll use the fork.
Leave the spoons.
Leave the spoons.
Plenty of guns.
Yeah, no shortage of guns. Transition shot.
Yeah, it's nice. That's a nice cut.
Yeah.
Those are nice cuts to the slightly orange light on the...
Yeah.
Here. Drink this.
Scheinerbach?
Yeah.
My brother just introduced me to that beer.
It's good beer.
It's great. They've got a Scheiner Oktoberfest out there.
We have cases of it.
Fucking incredible. No electricity, no phone, no car. Why didn't the professor have a car?
I don't know. So what are we going to do? Hampton's not here. We're going to have to figure this one out on our own. It's time to grow up.
Alan's wife, Susan, the wife at the time, she really got all that stuff. She got us, sodas and beers and a bunch of things.
Yeah, lots of promos really helped us out.
Yeah.
Reverend Betty's second.
That was Hampton's great-grandmother.
Unfortunately, that lens we use is very soft, as you can tell. But it kind of gives it a nice quality.
Yeah. Was this an, you may have said it earlier, was this an Aeroflex?
It was a Cinema Product CP16.
Okay.
Which was like a news camera back in the day, and we had that.
I've used a CP16.
Yeah, and the 12-120 ingenue that comes with it is not the sharpest lens, but it, we didn't have any choice, really. I think we had a wide-angle lens, too, that was prime.
And it worked for hand-holding, so, you know.
Yeah.
Which I think is one of the real qualities of the film, is some of the handheld stuff.
Now, it looks like throughout you did a pretty good job of protecting for 185. Was that...
I think we actually had a 185 ground glass.
Oh, did you?
I believe so. Or we may have made one. I can't remember what the deal was with it. That's what we shot for.
It's a nice shot.
Him. Wake up.
Subtle lighting change.
Yeah. He's back.
Corey, Pam, let's haul it on out of here.
That's nicely framed, too.
This is rich out here.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Look at that color.
Yeah, the wind blowing and dust around,
Did you start that at a particular time of day? Was it sunset?
That was the idea. We were going to try to shoot a lot of it at sunset, but we really only got that shot really done at sunset. And,
I was rigging a surprise for our
film. No horror films complete without a dream sequence like that.
Yeah, of course.
It was nice because when you first cut back to her waking up, the lighting changes subtle to where you think it's daylight.
Yeah. Sleeping a long time.
I love dream sequences. You could look at all my films, all the scripts, and they all have dream sequences.
Yeah. Well, they're also good if you're short by a couple of minutes.
Yeah. But they're also really good for, you know, shaking up the audience. Yeah. Because you can do anything with them, and then, you know, you can kill people twice, three times.
I like montages, too. They kind of build...
They're from Shakespeare.
Anticipation.
The evil that men do lives after them.
Some nice character moments in this sequence. As they're talking stuff out.
Corey.
Yeah, he always looks so glamorous.
You're a candidate for cosmetic surgery.
Yeah. I had the strangest feeling I'd seen him before somewhere.
Yeah. Hanging on the post office wall.
I'm surprised that he'd get more work with this film. And it's, it's a perfectly good calling card.
Someone's out there. I think he's heading for the door.
Well, you guys got a lot of work out of this film, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Going on. It's me. What's the window?
That took me completely by surprise the first time I saw it.
Yeah,
really. Well, I tried to unlock the truck. I must have lost my keys. Hey.
One of the things I love is there's blood everywhere. You know, it's just, you know, just dripping off these people.
Yeah.
Do you remember who did script continuity for you?
Yeah, Lauren.
Lauren.
Yeah. She was in the bar scene in the background.
Yeah.
Because I've just been watching the continuity, and particularly in terms of the effects, makeup, and the blood throughout this thing, and it's progressive. It's really well
Well, you know, as Tom said, we tried to shoot most of the stuff in continuity as much as we possibly could. I mean, obviously, Flash, you know, dreams and all this kind of stuff, you know.
But yeah, once they got back to the house, though, we did kind of pretty much. I think we did two nights.
I think so.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Out there waiting for us to make a move.
Who are these guys?
I don't know. One thing's for sure.
A lot of pages of dialogue. It must have been
difficult
to keep people sharp.
We knock one down, there's another to take his place.
Yeah, the crew was falling asleep.
I
fell asleep too.
Especially that one when it got really, you know. As long as there was a lot of activity, the mice and everything stayed away. But when it got quiet and we were shooting outside or something, in there, boy, it was pretty, it's like a horror film in and of itself. You know, you watch little mice coming through the holes in the wall.
Well, I know that sound will frequently say hold for plane. Did you ever have to say hold for mice?
No. Well, we had to hold for cicadas, though.
Yeah, it was constant.
Yeah. In fact, I think we would, I don't know if you remember this, Jim, but sometimes on the outside stuff, it was so noisy, we would fire a blank in the air.
Yeah.
And they would stop.
But I love the sound. I think it just gives that kind of, you know, really kind of, you know.
How much cicada silence would a blank round buy you? Do you remember?
A fair amount. And then one would start, and then they'd all join in again, you know.
Yeah.
100 years.
You probably could hear it on the soundtrack somewhere.
Wasn't too bad, because we didn't have that much dialogue outside. You know, most of it was inside.
After Clements was dead.
And the stuff that, you know, was pretty tight.
So that magic gun, did that come from the same place that all the rest of them came
from?
No,
that was actually owned by Mike Amons, the bad guy, who I think he cut it even shorter for the movie.
Yeah.
This is a pretty brutal sequence
here.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it really was. And Bill was such a good sport, you know.
I know. I was a little scared when they were hanging him, you know.
Yeah.
Bill was a little bit on the frail side. He's a little bitty guy.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And again, unfortunately, we didn't have very many lights, so those night exteriors were not much to see out
there. Yeah, but that smoke in the back, you know.
Yeah.
But they had that neck brace, which I think that they had, you know.
Yeah, the harness.
The harness thing, so. It actually wasn't a problem, but nevertheless, you know, you sit there and you go, oh.
Yeah. I know in their show they were always hanging somebody. But
yeah.
Jeep out behind the tree.
Didn't have that gallows in that town for nothing.
Get the Jeep.
That gallows, did it come with the town? Or?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I guess that's, you should always ask for that. If you're going to shoot a western town, make sure it has a gallows.
Yeah.
When I get here, we are going to ride the hell out of here. Okay? Let's do it.
All right, lock and load.
Be careful, Hampton.
Corey, man, you're the best friend I got. She slept on the couch. That's all. Thanks, Hampton.
Touching moment here.
Yeah.
Hero bonding moment.
Yeah. Here we go.
Now he's headed for the truck, right?
Well, they've got another truck.
Yeah, we needed another truck
because of reasons we'll see shortly.
For reasons we'll see.
Yeah.
It's normally me that does the spoilers.
Yeah.
I guess if you're listening to the commentary, you've already seen the movie.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thank you.
I think this was all the last night.
Yeah. And we did everything, I believe.
Yeah.
All that nice figure.
I'm assuming you've got multiple cameras on this, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't all work that well.
Yeah.
Nice shootout.
Yeah.
Tension's mounting. Is he going to get away?
That was all faked, I believe, wasn't it? I don't think that thing even moved.
No, it didn't move. Yeah. No.
You just swung the camera around?
Yeah, I think we... Well... That might have been a different vehicle.
I know that was just shaking.
Yeah, I don't think it moved. I think that.
No, it didn't.
Nice with the light in the face. That's good.
Yeah, that was really good.
A little steep.
Yeah, I know.
Burnt to the crisp.
Yeah.
That's certainly a lethal looking explosion.
Yeah.
Also provided by Steve Stanton.
Yeah, we went to a lot of trouble to do that with all the camera setups and everything. It's too bad.
What happened?
Well, one camera was an old Mitchell 16, and I told the assistants to. Yeah, it would run 144 frames a second, and I said, but to slay it, just put it at like 6 frames a second and shoot the slate and then turn it back to the speed. And he forgot to turn it back, so it looked like a miniature.
I'm going to give up.
I'll
kill you.
One of them was, I think, that gun sight camera, possibly just sitting out there on the sandbag or something.
Yeah. And you want to give up without a fight?
I can't remember.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, but we're really hoping for the slow-mo.
Yeah, the slow-mo would have been a great shot.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that sells it for me is there's inside the truck after he drops the bomb, there's that second insert shot of him futilely trying to grab for it just before the explosion. That was pretty effective, I thought. Now we're gearing up for a final showdown.
Yeah.
There's
your more grasshopper.
It's our red ants.
Yeah. More spiders.
Those things were everywhere.
It's almost like symbolic of them. They're the spider and we were the grasshopper. They were the grasshoppers.
Beautiful green, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looks like this is it.
Well, once again, that's the great, the beautiful colors, daylight juxtaposed against the evil stuff that's about to come down. Mm. Oh, that was nice.
We had to show them how to use the guns because I don't think, especially her, I don't think she.
I think Ricky probably.
Had some experience.
Get out of the house. You get as far away as you can, and we'll connect these leads. All right. And if you've done that, when you hear my signal, you press this red button. Okay.
Why? What's gonna happen?
I've rigged the house with black powder bombs. When you press this button, it'll set them off. I'm gonna lure these guys in here and we're gonna blow them away, okay? Here, give me this. Go, go!
You. You're all dead. You're all dead!
No!
It's a magic weapon.
Oh my God, Corey, look!
Evil is vanquished.
I just wish we could have blown up the building too.
Yeah, obviously we wanted to.
they weren't going to let you do that.
They weren't going to let us do that. So. Yeah. Think of it, in the
Plan
end,
B.
We just blow it up a little bit.
Yeah. That was the original, concept.
May your soul never. We did a truck explosion, a pickup truck explosion one time, but it was just pyro bags in the. It was in the bed of the truck.
Oh.
Blew up a truck? No, you blew up the bed of the truck. Not very convincing. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Great pacing. Just really, when it kicks in, it really kicks in and doesn't let up. T.L. Calloway, that would be you.
Yeah.
Alan
did some of his own operating?
Yeah, he did a little bit.
Yeah.
Gary Pierce, that was our makeup.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the last name.
Frank Patterson. So.
This is the Patterson, he could have supplied some music too.
Yeah, right? He did a lot of music.
Yeah.
There's some good song. There's a great song over the closing credits of this, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember who did that.
And you guys were editing this movie in shifts, right, Tom?
Yeah, Alan would do the day shift, I'd do the evening until like midnight, and then Mark Baird would come in it from midnight till like 7 in the morning.
Would you guys just pick scene numbers and, I'll do 5 through 10? And
yeah, we kind of did it that way.
Yeah.
My mother did the catering.
Yeah. That sort of type's got a little funky.
Yeah.
Bill Shaw, Tim Peters.
It was family.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. We didn't have any money.
It was many a time. It was like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or cheese sandwiches.
Wake up, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got it released. This did extremely well on home video, right?
Yeah, we did.
And you got careers out of it. Normally, you'd do a movie like this, as you guys well know, and then you just, that's it. That was your shot.
Yeah. And now here it is coming out again.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I imagined.
A lot of these are the some of the extras and
in the town, the cowboy town.
Yeah.
I'm still fascinated about this safari park thing. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
I assume that's not there any longer.
I don't know.
No, it's oddly enough, it a few years later it burned to the ground, and they found out it was set by the owner.
Really?
He went to prison.
So they caught him.
Interesting.
I think that closing credit song is Life Goes On.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good.
The Fajita Kings, that's Frank and Walt Wilkins, I believe.
Yeah, Walt, he really wanted to. I saw his video. And it was for music video for one of his songs.
Yeah, he's still working. He plays all over Texas.
Yeah. It was very good.
Well, you guys have any quick closing comments about this?
I just wished Alan was here to see it.
Yeah.
This re-release, it would have been great.
Yeah. Clay.
And Clay McBride, yes.
Well, that is the commentary track for Ghost Riders, folks. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you for watching and listening.